Yes.
Okay. All right. We did all this work over here sitting on the couch. Now you're worn out. Yeah.
Thank you, Carol.
You're welcome. It was kind of fun, actually.
I paid for it.
All right. It was a lot of fun.
I paid for it in laughs.
We did. Oh, you just don't know what you miss unless you're here and right in the middle of everything. Well, it's kind of a hoot. We were fixing her ankle and her knee. I'm sorry. And dress.
If anybody wants to know, I'll be happy to share.
What did you do?
In my defense, I've been asking for this for weeks now.
She has.
Ankle and knee.
It wasn't time until tonight.
Ex-boyfriend, father, you would have been able to share in the laughs.
That's true.
So I said it was.
It's like when it's time, everything falls into place.
Yes.
And it works. But she had been working on all of this for a while. Mm-hmm. She just couldn't get the answer because she negated the answer. Yeah. Didn't want to go there.
No.
Now, the interesting thing about root is it's a root because it's buried. And the reason it's buried is because you don't want to dig it back up and you don't want to look at it.
But now that I've dug it up and I've looked at it, it's gone.
And it's simple.
It really was.
It's nothing to be concerned about. I have had situations in the past that Carol can attest to, that when I start digging into, like I'd be getting ready to go on a trip, and I'd be going through this emotional stuff, and I didn't know what it was about, and I didn't want to know what it was about. I literally fought my way through it to a past life memory that I didn't want to go there. And when I went there and I got it, it was something that was really simple and turned out to be no big deal, and then the problem was gone. But you will fight tooth and nail to hang on to it because you don't want to deal with it. That's why it's someplace else other than your mind. Make sense?
Is that kind of like when someone says, do you remember when, and you go, no?
Or you change timelines.
Or you just wanted to forget it? Or
maybe. Or maybe you change timelines.
With all the same people?
Wow. That's very interesting, getting back to because I've always been able to remember a lot from like high school and that type of stuff. And here lately, they'll be saying, remember this, remember that. And I'm like, no, I don't remember it.
Yeah, that can happen. It's very subtle. Very, very subtle.
Huh.
And I guarantee you, I would be pretty sure that everybody does it. Unless they're reclusive.
Huh.
In which case, you don't have to make any real decisions.
I mean, it's just been over the last, like, year or something like that, so that's strange.
But have you also been, like, learning and growing?
Yes, a lot, yeah. Been trying.
So, when you leave your body and cross into the light, it's the same light.
It's the same light. Not a different light. No.
Okay, so it's just this physical universe, more or less.
It is this third dimension.
Oh, third dimension. Is this the lowest or the...
It is the third dimension. It cannot be the lowest.
There's one.
Well, as far as we couldn't inhabit the second or first dimension, could we?
Actually, the first dimension is much higher than this dimension.
Really? How's that?
It's much higher because it's first dimension. It's not a scale of a 1 to 10.
Would one say that the first dimension is pure? And
it's pure.
Less tainted?
One is pure. Two is where they begin to
merge.
Three is when all three merge and work together, creating this physical, heavier dimension.
Is heaven considered a dimension?
Sure.
And which one is it?
Starts with number 5.
And there's the different levels.
There are different levels.
I think that's why I, like Richard, think that's why I had it in mind that you're here and you're trying to make your way up here.
It really isn't an upward, per se. And there are dimensions within dimensions. Levels, I'm sorry. There are levels within dimensions.
Okay.
Levels and layers.
That makes sense.
So it gets kind of complex.
Is that's where the elementals come in, the layer? Is that where the levels, with the levels, is that where the elementals come in? Like the levels within the dimensions?
When you ask about elementals and you're lifting?
No. The elementals are nature.
But the four, there are four.
The four elements.
Elements. So is that the
realms?
Level? Thank
each
you.
Each realm in each dimension has four
realms and counter-realms.
Elements.
There we go. Okay. I couldn't. There we go. That's the missing piece of the puzzle. I'm here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Aren't there 5?
There are 4. The Chinese is 5. Because they include metal.
One of the natives, 4. But it seems like there was a discussion of 5.
Air, water,
fire,
earth,
wind,
fire. Air, water,
earth,
fire.
At one time when you talked about rocks being the 5th one?
No.
There was some mention
earth,
of the 5th.
Earth is rocks.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Metal. Something about metal. Or the,
that's
the
Chinese.
Minerals.
That's sub, too.
Okay.
So, but there are 4 elements, okay,
yes,
within each dimension.
Earth, fire,
air
and water.
So is it the same way in heavy?
Everything has its elements.
So it has the same ones we have or different ones?
Same.
How many different levels of dimensions are there?
There are 10.
And heaven's 5 through 10?
Mm-hmm. With multiple levels.
In between, right.
Mm-hmm. For a learning process.
Right.
And evolvement. You can actually evolve to some degree in the heavens. If you choose to really learn and grow, you can do it there.
Would you do that by like being a part of the Band of Mercy or working as a guide of, per se?
You cannot... Thank you. That's another thing I need to clarify. Guides, for total clarification, your true guides are not humans, have never been humans, are in fact the Holy Spirit. They were left to us by Christ upon his leaving. Your mom, dad, grandfather, uncle, big red guy, Indian, not your guides. You can call upon guides of, and your guides will bring to you human beings who have mastered.
Spirits. Yeah.
Human beings who have mastered.
So like if I get really good at yoga, I could be a guide,
yes,
of yoga.
No, you can call forth. You can,
no,
ask
humans
on
in
the other
afterlife.
Side.
Oh, yeah.
Like
if
when
you,
I die,
if
I could
master,
become,
if you truly master.
Or if I master,
yeah,
the Rubik's Cube, I could be guide of
a Rubik's Cube. Yes, absolutely.
I'm not going to master.
Have you seen that show, the AD, that's dealing, started,
yes,
on Easter?
Yes.
That's been dealing, too, with the Holy Spirit speaking to
I
him.
Love that.
I'm enjoying it, too.
Yeah, I love that because it really defines the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm,
and the power,
mm-hmm,
of the Holy Spirit.
And his healing, he said, I didn't do this.
Well, that was done through the Holy Spirit in the name of
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ,
right.
In combination.
And, but he knew that, and that's what,
yes,
he told people, and that's what...
That was awesome. That was truly awesome. Yeah, I like that show.
What was that again?
A.D.
It's like the continuation of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
A.D., the continuation, I think, is what it's actually.
Yeah. It's really been good. So, it inspires...
I think it's very thought-provoking, too.
Yeah.
People kind of start to toy with the idea of it not being the way that, you know, my pastor taught me this.
Well, you know, every religion has its own set of dogmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never found two that didn't clash to some degree or another. And what I found was, even though I did evolve a, quote, religion, New Age Christian church, it has no dogma. It's kind of like a spiritual shelter, a spiritual church without rules, if you will.
It's a spiritual center.
Well, it is a spiritual center.
But it only deals with the truth.
Well, that's, yes.
The Bible in itself does have the record of Jesus Christ coming and dying. The story there.
Yes.
And that's true.
Yes.
What else in the Bible can we refer to for guidance?
You can use the whole Bible, but what I do with the Bible, I ask my guides, the Holy Spirit, to teach me through information or messages through the Bible by opening the Bible at random, saying, is there a message for me today? Or is there a message you can help me out with my situation, whatever that happens to be? And opening the Bible at random and then reading the entire chapter, whatever you land on, you read the entire chapter. And there's always a message there. Can you take the Bible verbatim, word for word? It's gone through too many translations to actually do that with, but you can use it as a spiritual tool in that way, and it works.
Can the dark side use the Bible?
Dark side uses the Bible.
No, no, what I mean, as in when you're asking your guides, can they sneak in
not
and show you something?
Not if you set yourself up with the guides. Say, guides, I need some information. Will you please help me in translating and understanding what the information that I'm going to receive when I open the Bible?
Can you only use that for spiritual messages, or can you use that for in life too? For life messages.
I thought that's what life is.
We are spiritual beings going through a physical experience.
Everything's spiritual.
Okay.
And the dark side's experts on the Bible too.
Well, the dark side teaches, it tries to teach you that there is the material world and there is the spiritual world, and they lie divided. The truth is, the material world and the spiritual world are one.
Let's divide, conquer. How do you deal with, and I've always kind of wondered, how we go from this vindictive, wrathful creator, and boom, all of a sudden he's an all-loving father. What happened?
Well, you have to understand that the first part of the Bible, the Old Testament, were the laws. And while the laws were put into place, like the Ten Commandments, and, you know, like tearing down the walls of Jericho and all that sort of thing, it was enforcement of the laws. It's getting mankind structured through church, through the rabbis of that time. So it wasn't 100% done by God, through God. It, again, was interpretations. There was another aspect of this, and some of the legions of the names of God fell.
Yeah, we never got into that. We had talked about getting into that before.
That's a little hairy.
Because that was what I was asking too, because I was taught to be fearful of God when I was little.
Well, when they fell, that part actually became a little wrathful. And that to my understanding has been corrected, but there was some really harshness that came during that time frame because of that falling away. Yes?
Some of the stories I read in Jeremiah here at this point was that the way the stories are written in there was as though God was a human being. He loses temper and murder. But that's not the real God.
No.
So that's okay.
Again, it goes back to laws.
Okay.
And mankind. Now, I asked one time about the Ten Commandments, and there were actually more than ten, was the information that I received.
Surprise, surprise.
They got kind of narrowed down.
They weren't commandments, were they? Were they?
They were commandments.
Guidelines?
They were guidelines. Well, the commandments are what need to be guidelines in life. But again, they were structured through man and through church or temple at that time and belief systems as to who thought what was appropriate, which went in through the early Christian church, the Catholic Church, according to the emperors at that time.
And King James in his version of the Bible.
And then you
in,
had...
In, out, in, out.
Then you had the wars. I asked my guides about it. They said the golden rule.
That's what I tried to do.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You keep that, you're in pretty good stead. And they said, again, sin is in the intent. Period. But if you truly believe that you are doing something that is sinful, it is sinful. I've had people come out here. I had a couple of ladies that came out here. One lady said, I know that you're of the devil. And
but I'm here anyway.
But I need this information, and I don't really care where it comes from.
Ooh.
And I said, you have to leave now. She looked at me, what do you mean? I said, I will not contribute to you doing a sinful deed. I am not of the devil, but you believe I am. I will not contribute. You have to leave. I made her leave. And that's truly how I felt about it. It was no slight to me. It didn't matter to me. But I didn't want her to hurt her soul over believing that way and doing that. That was evil for her.
That was her intent.
It was her intent.
What about Carol, when they go to the aspect of, in God's name I'm doing this, and they're doing so much evil? Is that the dark side that is taking the role?
That's the dark side.
Okay.
Sure. The dark side's very, very active. The dark side has done everything in its power to promote people to rebel against the name of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And God. Because they have religious belief systems thrown down their throat. And they don't want to deal with it. So they throw everything out. And it's so sad.
Yeah.
Christ is real. God is real. Satan is real. If you can live by those three rules and by the golden rule and pretty much stay within the commandments, don't go killing people. That's not a real good idea.
They can attach to you.
You know, you're going to be okay. Yes, Rich.
So executing a murderer is murder.
It depends upon the law of the land.
Does it really?
Yes, it does. If the law of the land states that this is our law, and you break that law, knowing you have broken that law, knowing that the end result of breaking that law is your death, then it is within law.
You know the consequences, and your intent was to commit that crime.
If you are a soldier, and you have to protect yourself and to protect your country and your belief system, and it is through death, and that is your intent, and that is what your government does, you are within the rights of that. If somebody breaks in on you with the intent of murdering you or doing harm to you, you have the right to protect yourself. I ask my guides all those questions.
It's pretty much what our and it's what our laws are too. I mean, that's what
it is. So you can abide by the law, whatever the law is, if it has been put into being and accepted, then that's the way it is. Which is kind of scary.
Yeah, because there other places have different types of laws.
That's right.
Yeah, they can overdo the law.
They can.
Twist it to what they want.
So, stoning?
It was law. Does it make it right?
No.
No. But it was law, and it was law through the temple. And still is in other parts of the world.
Right.
Scary.
Was it that show that was talking about the stoning, or was it? No, it wasn't. It was something else I was watching that was going into detail about a stoning and
Iran.
It was a show that I was watching on it.
Yeah, Madam Secretary.
That is exactly what it was.
Yeah. See,
she watched it.
I watched it too.
But picking out the rocks to inflict the most damage and not to
certain
kill,
size.
Just to hurt.
Yeah.
I'd never thought about it in that way, and that was eye-opening to me.
That's what it's all about, inflicting as much as pain as you
as
possibly
possible.
Can. Man has always really tried to make that into a fine art.
Yeah. There was an era where they, along with stoning, the women, as I remember, they would cover the men with rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And literally pick out rocks to do it as slow as possible.
That was in Salem.
Well, I thought it was somewhere in the Middle East too.
They did that in Salem.
Okay.
With a male, what they called a male witch was, I can't remember his name right now, Gills. He was a farmer, and they took certain size stones and crushed him to death very, very slowly.
Yeah, it was like
because
they
that's
weighed them.
The proper. Like, that's the way to go if you think somebody's doing witchcraft. You need to...
No, they just wanted his land. It was a good way to get it.
And that's how a lot of that stuff came about, too.
Yeah. Now we're not going to go into witchcraft tonight and say, well, come on,
no,
guys.
No, I'm saying overall, punishments, people were accused of things so that, for political reasons and...
Sure,
and
always.
Still are.
Yes.
Religion works very well... And taking over other countries. I'm doing it for the name of Christ, to promote Christ.
Okay. So. We're all talking about intent.
Okay.
So if the intent of those who started the war was not genuine.
Doesn't make it right.
Correct. But those that are fighting the war... think that they're doing it for the right reason.
It is
their intent is pure.
Yes.
Now, what about that sniper that was killed in Texas? Apparently, in his book, it was talking about how he like called Middle Eastern people all these derogatory names, and he wanted to go out and kill as many of them as he could.
You're talking about the one the movie was made about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If that's what his intent was, to go out and kill as many of the whatever as possible, that. I mean, and not in the name of, like, America or in the name of protecting freedom, but just because he enjoyed killing them?
I can't make a call on that because I didn't read the book.
I haven't read the book either, but...
It was my understanding that he was probably one of the best snipers out there and that he did it for the sake of his country. That's my understanding. In which case... I don't think there's anything wrong in that, and that he was the very best he was and what he did.
But like hunters that hunt just for the sheer thrill of killing
those get hurt. Yeah. Those, but I learned that one too. Hunters that go out there to hunt for the sake, not for the meat, and not for the sport, but for the sake of murdering life.
Of the kill.
Of the kill. Those that they kill are allowed to attach to them along their spine and their back. And they really can do some harm.
So hunting for sport is okay?
It is.
What makes a difference between for sport and for...
There are people that actually enjoy murder of animals.
And they had
Kill all the animals first? Most of them
start out with killing animals, don't they?
Yeah, sure.
Serial killers, yeah.
But they had a sick aspect of, they're all right killing animals because it's not human.
Right.
They don't put the whole realm together. And
no, they completely separate it.
God gave us the animals. And I'm a firm believer when you take an animal's life for your substance, you have to thank the animal.
Sure.
He gave his life so that you, your family, or whatever could sustain.
Well, even in this day and time, you are still allowed to do that if that is your purpose. You enjoy deer meat or whatever. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Now, how I learned this was there was a hunter who came to me, and he had all these nails, claws, and his back, he was in constant pain. He said, I don't know what it is. And I have a shard, it's a crystal shard, and I began to go down his back, and I felt this really weird, like little bumps, and it got slimed. My shard got slimed, and I could feel it. And I heard these are animals he has murdered that have been allowed to attach to him and cause him pain as he caused them pain and their families. Yeah. And it freaked me out.
It got slimed.
Yeah.
Did you mean it quit?
I was cutting them away from his back. Literally.
Like
that crystal shard could do that.
Now when you said the lifting and got back in the fight, did the little critters get their little feet back?
Yeah, but it's how I had to learn.
But the critters got their feet
back.
Yeah,
they got
okay.
their little nails back. They were okay long term. But short term, it was really freaky.
It was a little bit of a traumatic experience for all involved.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. So I asked that they be healed and be restored and sent to the light. They didn't need to be attached to him. It was not good for them. And he wasn't getting the consequences of his actions because he had no idea that was what was happening. Which I thought... Well, what's the purpose of that then?
Sick.
And I'm still not entirely sure of the purpose of that, except that I needed to learn that. He stopped doing the hunting.
But it got, the purpose of it was so that he would stop.
He did. He did stop. He changed his whole attitude.
Did he say it hurt him when you took him off? I'm just curious.
Pardon?
Did he...
Feel it? Yes.
Really? He really
yes,
felt
he
it
Yes, he really
too.
Did. It freaked him out.
Sure enough. I mean...
Because I did one swipe, you know, and apparently there was a whole bunch.
Did you tell him what had happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. Whenever I learn anything new, I try to inform, especially from the person that I learn it from, I try to make sure they know.
It might be their lesson.
It is their lesson. Well, we had a good night tonight. What do you think?